streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a wild Wednesday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, the free agent frenzy is supposed to start at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific today. Of course, it's already started. This is all just silly nonsense where there's a... Here's the starting line. People have been running this race for the last 4, 5, 6 days, last 2 weeks before the race started. So, Nick Wright this hour, I love this week. This is one of the best weeks of the year to be in our business. Major moves all over. I mean, just Cleveland alone. Just brought a receiver in, got rid of a tight end. Who knows what Baker's doing? Joy Taylor is joining me this morning. Joy, how are you?
I'm great. This is why. Teams are different year to year. Start doing predictions. You got to wait and see how this all plays out first.
Yeah. And by the way, at the top of next hour, every year, half the teams that made the playoffs don't. And there's 6, 7 new teams. I'll tell you, I'm going to give you the teams that make the playoffs. I'm not going to put them in order, but there's some obvious things happening right now in the NFL. Teams rising, teams sinking. Let's start with this. So yesterday, last night, very interesting. Baker Mayfield came out with a very heartfelt letter to the city of Cleveland. He said, there's no secret meaning in this. You changed my life. My wife and I, Emily, we love you. We're all in. Whatever happens, I want you to know you mean everything to us. So why would he do that? There is a lot of gamesmanship in what is happening in Cleveland, and let me take you behind the rope. So first of all, stories only leak when people want them leaked. I've had a million broadcasting secrets in my life. If I don't want them out, they don't get out. I've known things this company's doing down the road, down the tarmac. If they don't want them out, they don't get out. You can have a million newspaper people. Stuff gets out when somebody wants it out. The Cleveland front office wants this out. We want to get out of the Baker business. There's multiple stories today. Cleveland.com, Mary Kay Cabot. If they don't get Deshaun Watson, they're going to go look for somebody else. That stuff is out because they want it out. Meeting Deshaun Watson, it's out because they want it out. Now, why would that be? Because GM Andrew Berry knows number six Baker Mayfield is viewed as a savior in that city. And though he's not as popular today as he was a year ago, you can't just cut him. He's got a lot of fans there. The standards in Cleveland are pretty low. You get him to the playoffs, you're their Tom Brady. You're their Peyton Manning. You're their Russell Wilson. Number six still has some media and many fans that have his back. So they can't just cut him. They know he's popular, right? Polarizing, popular. So they're hoping that stuff gets out there. It's a message to the Baker and his agent. We're out of the Baker business. Maybe he gets pissed, demands a trade, calls his agent, get me out of here. But Baker Mayfield, in the smartest move he has ever made in his career, says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm emotional. I can be snarky. I'm not going to do that. Baker Mayfield last night releases a very heartfelt, was it Instagram, Twitter, wherever it was? Very heartfelt. I love Cleveland. My wife and I feel gratitude for the city. I've given you everything I have. Now, why would he do that? It's very, very smart. Why would he do that? Well, number one, if he stays and they can't get Deshaun Watson or a Derek Carr, he's going to get the loudest cheer of his life because it looks like they're toying with him. Instead of battling back at the front office, he's like, I've given you everything I have. I'm a beaten down dog. I gave you my life. How the hell do you not root for him? He's got, right now, he's got a severed relationship with the Cleveland media, a severed relationship with the fans. He just poured his heart out. Come on. He's always been a little small, had to walk on twice. How the hell can you not root for him? So if he stays, and a lot of people, by the way, are not into this Deshaun Watson stuff because of his legal stuff. So there are a lot of people pushing back on Deshaun Watson, although, you know, if he's there and they're winning games, they'll cheer. So Baker is basically saying, you win, I love you. If you don't love me, I love you. I mean, come on. The second thing, if he doesn't stay, it's a great message to the league and the other teams. I'm all in. I'll sacrifice my life. I'm all in, 100%. I am committed. It hasn't been easy. I've made mistakes, but my wife and I and our family, you changed our life. We're forever indebted. We love you. I'm the Colt Chris Ballard. I'm like, he's grown up. He's matured right in front of our eyes. The smartest thing Baker's ever done. A lot of you guys out there, you got your big egos and the chip on your shoulders. When you're vulnerable is when you have your power. When you say, I gave you everything. That's when you get the loudest cheer. This is the single smartest thing Baker Mayfield has ever done. If they don't land Watson, he returns. Loudest cheer of his career will be when he runs onto the field in the opener. And if he doesn't, he has sent a message to the league. I'm a good guy. I'm all in. I'm totally committed. You get me. You'll get every ounce of my talent, every ounce, every shred of my emotional and physical talent. I'll give you all of it. I'll make myself vulnerable. I'll put it out there. I am all in. It hasn't been easy. And you know what GMs are going to say? Well, hell, it's Cleveland. He's had four coaches. I mean, we're going to give him a lot more functional environment than that. Chris Ballard's probably saying this morning, we make the playoffs. That's Cleveland. I mean, he got Cleveland to the playoffs. He's turned the corner. Smartest thing he's done. All you guys out there flexing, big chest out. When you're vulnerable is when you're beloved. Somebody told me years ago on TV, when you yell, people back off. When you whisper, the consumer comes in. Basically, Baker's whispering. I love you. I gave you everything. And everybody's leaning in. Oh, man, I love you, man. That's in gamesmanship going on all over here. The GM wants out of the Baker business. Baker didn't fall for it. He didn't get snarky. He didn't get cocky. He didn't get juvenile. He went the other way. It's real gamesmanship. I'm here for you if you need me. And if you don't, all you other teams, in a position of scarcity in the world, I'm here for you. I think he ends up with the Colts. I do. I think this morning he ends up with the Colts. Now, it's a guess. I have no inside source. But that's how you play the game. It's not taking big swings. Sometimes just wave the white flag. I gave you everything I got. I love it. I was just like, wow, that's smart. That's smart. All right, so this is fascinating. There's a reason the Rams keep winning their division. They've changed quarterbacks. They've changed players. I mean, everything but, you know, Sean McVay and Aaron Donald has been moving around for years. They got a GM, a coach, and a good defensive lineman. But there's a lot of good GMs and coaches and defensive linemen. But the reason that the Cowboys continue to underachieve and the Rams keep getting to Super Bowls is because sometimes you have to work other teams. And I think the Rams are in a position to work the Cowboys. So the NFL has become a quarterback weapons pass rush league. We know that, right? The Cowboys, Randy Gregory, spurned them. He was going to be a Cowboy. Last second said, I'm going to be a Bronco. So the Cowboys now are worse at two of those three. Weapons, they've lost two receivers. Pass rush, Randy Gregory. So Dallas, my hunch, is going to overpay for Von Miller. I like Von Miller, but he's 33 soon. He's had multiple injuries, and he wasn't great in the regular season. But he's from Texas. Jerry Jones got humiliated. And nothing could make yesterday's horrible events better than signing Von Miller today. Von Miller for the Rams was cheap and very good for about a four-game stretch. And that's what they needed. They needed him in big spots with a lead. Rams led a lot with Stafford and McVay. We lead late. Go get the quarterback. The Rams' problem is they don't want to sign him to a long-term contract, and they're kind of trapped because all the players love Von Miller. Aaron Donald loves him. Everybody's saying, you got to sign Von. You got to sign OBJ. They'll re-sign OBJ because weapons are so valuable in this league, and OBJ was really good for them. But Von Miller wants big money, and the Rams are already paying Jalen Ramsey, and they're already paying Aaron Donald, and Matt Stafford's getting a raise. I mean, they got some expensive guys on this team. And so the Rams, deep down, would love to have Von Miller back, but they don't want to pay a fortune, and they don't want to give him a long-term contract. Here come the Cowboys. Jerry Jones got humiliated, burned, and Dallas, my hunch is, Jerry's going to say, okay, let's overpay for Von. So you're doing the Rams a huge solid. They would love Von Miller. They can't afford him. And in the locker room, they can't go cheap on him. Because that's when you lose a locker room. Come on, man. He was great for us. Athletes want to see all the athletes get paid. GMs have to deal with a salary cap. So the Rams can say, well, I mean, come on. I mean, look what they paid him. He's from Dallas. You can't, I mean, we just, hey, we wanted him. The Cowboys overspent for him. And the Cowboys can go to their fans and say, hey, we lost Randy Gregory. We always had our eye on Von Miller. Super Bowl MVP Von Miller. Randy Gregory, sometimes he's good. He can be a little volatile. My feeling is the Rams can then gracefully move out of the Von Miller business, who got them a Super Bowl, was very important, but they don't want a long-term deal. They don't want it. They got to pay Donald and Jalen Ramsey. Matt Stafford's getting a big old fat raise here really soon. And they got some young players who are about a year away from getting big money. So this is going to be a really interesting situation. Jerry Jones has rarely been humiliated. I mean, he loses games, but humiliated? When's the last time? Yesterday was bad. Like, Randy Gregory had a deal, spurned him, went to Denver. Like, that was bad. Like, Dallas media crushed Jerry Jones yesterday. Jerry Jones was getting crushed on sports talk radio. The Cowboys were getting crushed. You're not paying attention. You don't have the focus. The front office is lost. Too much vanity. Jerry sits and listens to that stuff all day. So does Steven. So does the organization. He got hammered in Dallas yesterday. How do you turn that around in 24 hours? Sign Von Miller. And allow the Rams to gracefully move out of the Von Miller business. They like him, but he's old, got some injuries, and right now, they got mouths to feed there. They got star corner, star lineman, star quarterback. They got people to feed.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Big story today. Cleveland's put it out there, looking for another quarterback, moving off Baker Mayfield. That doesn't mean they'll be able to move off Baker Mayfield. They're trying to move off Baker, and it's out there for the world to see. You know, we tend to think in these trade situations that there's winners and losers, but, you know, the downside to winning a trade is, you know, you can burn people in the league. It's a very small industry. You'd like the other team to get value as well. I think three different people could win in a Baker Mayfield trade, and it's very likely if Deshaun Watson chooses the Browns. I wouldn't make him a favorite, but there are reports they're offering the most to Houston. So number one, Deshaun Watson would win. He gets the best offensive line of his career. I mean, the guy's been running for his life for several years. So Deshaun Watson goes to Cleveland. He gets a legitimate offensive line. And he gets, you know, let's be honest, there's some stability now in the front office. Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski. It's a fresh start in a city. He's been in Houston. He's got legal issues. It's a fresh start in a city that is desperate for wins. So it's a win for Deshaun Watson. It's also, let's talk about Cleveland. It's a win for Cleveland. He's better than Baker. He's a wildly dynamic athlete and quarterback. He doesn't throw the best ball. He doesn't throw a Patrick Mahomes ball or a Justin Herbert ball, but he's an athlete. He was great at Clemson. He got Houston multiple times to the playoffs, not with a very good supporting cast in many instances. And it, you know, Cleveland would get a top 10 quarterback. Hard to win playoff games year after year after year if you don't have a top 10 quarterback. The third winner is Baker. I said this during the season. The media's turned on him. Half the fans have turned on him. Probably best to start over. I do believe he's a franchise quarterback when healthy. I think he's got to grow up. But the Colts would be perfect. You get a head coach that's been a quarterback in the NFL. He played your position. You get a stable front office. You get an impulsive owner. But Cleveland's got an impulsive owner. The Colts have one. Welcome to the NFL. Most billionaires are. Also, you'd follow Carson Wentz. It's not, you're not following Howard Stern on radio. You're not following Brady in New England. Carson Wentz is, you know, a lot of people in Indianapolis, I think they're wrong, happy to see him go. You're not following a legend. You'd go to the Colts, and that's the – people are saying – I mean, I'm looking at what's on the market right now. I'd take Baker Mayfield over Gardner Minshew. You tell me what's on the market. Jimmy Garoppolo, I like Jimmy a little bit more than Baker, but he's not going to be able to throw a football for 3.5 months. I'd rather get my guy in to camp and learn the offense. And so, and it's also for Baker, it's an easier division. I mean, you look right now, the Steelers this morning are better than last year. Baltimore's not going to fall apart. Cincinnati just got to a Super Bowl. That division's hard. Cleveland's got a good roster. That division this morning, considering how bad now Seattle is, the best division in football, there's an argument to be made after the AFC West, which is Kansas City, Denver now, Chargers, Raiders, second best division, is the AFC North. Cincinnati got to a Super Bowl. I love what Pittsburgh has done with not only Trubisky, but their offensive line. Baltimore's really good. I think Baltimore's going to be a playoff team next year. They weren't this past year. And Cleveland's roster remains top 10. No longer top three, but it's top 10. So I think Baker could win with a fresh start. Deshaun finally gets a legitimate grown-up offensive line for the first time in his career in the NFL. He's been running for his life. And Cleveland wins. He is better than Baker. So not everybody, it doesn't always have to be winner and loser in a trade. You can have multiple parties win. I think the city and both quarterbacks win here.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So the Denver Broncos have had the best noisy free agency. Randy Gregory, Russell Wilson, these are big splash names. The Steelers, to me, have had the best quiet free agency. Mitch Trubisky makes them a much more athletic team at the most important position. And they have also, because Trubisky is so cheap, they're paying $7 million a year. That's a backup number. That they have been able to rebuild their offensive line. First, they went and got James Daniels. So James Daniels, a four-year starter, probably arguably the Bears' first or second best offensive line, probably second. They went and got a starting guard. They went and got Mason Cole, veteran guy. I don't know if he's a top five or six center. Grown-up upgrade. That does allow Kendrick Green, who they just drafted in Pittsburgh, I think last year or the year before, he can go now play his normal, his real position, which is guard, not center. So they get a center, they can move Green, they move James Daniel over, they have upgraded at interior offensive line. Guard, center, guard, they're better. Big deal. Go ask the Bengals. They've worked on their interior O-line all offseason. So the Steelers, who have been okay at tackle, they just re-signed one of their own kids, just got better guard, center, guard. Big deal. That what the weakness for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they had two weaknesses. Interior O-line was bad. They just solved it. And they weren't athletic at quarterback. In their own division, Burrow can run around. Lamar Jackson's dynamic, just in their own division. Forget the AFC. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Herbert. These guys are all moving around. Trevor Lawrence can move around. Ryan Tannehill can move around. You had old man Winter in Big Ben. You were unathletic at quarterback. Now Trubisky, Trubisky's a mover. He's a better runner than a thrower, in my opinion. So now you are the most important position, far more athletic. You can move the pocket. You can roll it right, roll it left, do some RPO stuff. Big, big weakness last year. Now, Trubisky can really move. He's an athlete. Secondly, interior O-line. Huge issue last year. No longer. It's not. So now you start looking at this division. The Steelers have the best pass rush in the division and the best pass. Well, I won't say best pass rusher because Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt are both great. Steelers have the best pass rush. I would say Bengals probably the best quarterback and receivers. Cleveland's got the best offensive line. And Baltimore has the most dynamic player offensively in Lamar Jackson. That's a good division. I think Pittsburgh is, you know, and we said this about Trubisky. Because you're not paying him, what happens when you pay your quarterback a lot is you don't have any flexibility. So the Steelers the last couple of years, now the good news for the Steelers, they always draft well. But they haven't had a ton of flexibility. Trubisky, you've seen it in the last 48 hours. They have huge flexibility. Went and got a good guard, went and got a center. Now they moved their center to guard his natural position. And they went out and also got a safety, re-signed one of the tackles they like. Very good offseason for Pittsburgh. Pragmatic, not overpaying, flexible salary cap, upgraded guard, center, guard. Really good offseason. Really good for the Steelers. And they're just more athletic at the most important position.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
We know this to be true. Half of the teams that made the playoffs last year will not make it. Now, I'm going to suggest a few new teams, and people will just go nuts. It would be almost like if you were a weather person and you said, listen, it's going to be colder in December, January, February. And the fans were, people called the TV station. A meteorologist says we don't get sun all year. Fire this guy. No, every year you get winter. Every year, half the playoff teams don't make it because the league changes. So after all this free agency and all these moves, there are teams that are clearly worse and teams that are clearly better. So just for fun this morning, I thought I'm going to predict six new teams. I got 45% new teams. I don't have seven. I have six. So here's who made the playoffs last year. AFC, Titans, Chiefs, Bills, Bengals, Raiders, Patriots, Steelers, NFC, Packers, Bucks, Cowboys, Rams, Cardinals, Niners, Eagles. Here are my moves. Show them my moves, and I'll explain each one. So I have three new teams making the playoffs in the AFC, the Broncos, Chargers, and Ravens. The Bills, Chiefs, Steelers, Titans still make it. Yes, the Steelers did make the playoffs. The Broncos added Russell Wilson, Randy Gregory, DJ Jones up front. That is a better defensive front, and they are significantly better at quarterback. I don't want to hear about how tough the division is. Matt Stafford went from Detroit to a tougher division and won the Super Bowl. Doesn't matter. If you're good, you're good. The Chargers have been very smart. They already had a good roster. Justin Herbert not getting any money. So they go out and get Khalil Mack. So you can't double and triple and chip Bosa on every snap. And they go get J.C. Jackson, a very good corner, a playmaker. And the Ravens last year, I have the Ravens making it in. Folks, they were the number one seed before they fell apart physically. They were an 8-3 football team. And they've added, you know, they draft well. That's coming up. And they added some pieces in free agency. I think the Ravens will be a playoff team. In the NFC, I have the Commanders, Falcons, and Vikings, the new teams. Bucks, Packers, Rams, Niners still make it. I do think Trey Lance will work. Commanders. How do I pick Commanders? They were 7-10 last year with 4 one-possession losses, and they were a joke at quarterback. I think they're going to win those games with Wentz, mostly. Falcons. How do I have the Falcons in? I think they win the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. I'm projecting that, and I think he gets them in. And the other one's the Vikings. Listen, I've liked the Vikings roster for years, but Zimmer and Kirk Cousins didn't like each other. Now you bring in the tall Sean McVay, the new coach, put it up again for the Rams. He was their coordinator. He moves over. They have good offensive pieces. Dalvin Cook's a star. Justin Jefferson's a star. Adam Thielen. They've upgraded their O-line. Their tight ends are solid. They just didn't use him because Zimmer's so conservative. And I like Mike Zimmer, but he and Kirk Cousins didn't work. The league is changing. These defensive coaches, Vic Fangio, Mike Zimmer, Ron Rivera, they can be stubborn. I think Minnesota, I thought they would be better. I was surprised what happened last year. I think Minnesota gets in as a wild card. Falcons get in as a wild card. Commanders get in, winning their division. No. Now you're going to say to yourself, two teams jump out to you. How do you not have the Bengals in? We got to be honest about this. They got a little lucky. Last year, they had a fourth-place schedule. Now they're going to have a first-place schedule. Last year, the Ravens in division led them and fell apart. Baker Mayfield got hurt late. Baker Mayfield, I think, is 3-0 against Burrow. Okay, so they got breaks last year, and Big Ben, the wheels came off. Now they have a tougher schedule. Dallas Cowboys, I don't have in. Why? Because I think it's a weapons league. They lost Cedric Wilson and Amari Cooper. And Dak Prescott's record without Amari Cooper, not great. He's not the same quarterback. That's the best route runner in the NFC, arguably. Also, Lyle Collins, the right tackle's gone. Tyrone Smith, the left tackle, is aging and has been for about 5 years. There'll be games they don't have the tackles from last year or two of their top three receivers. And they lost Randy Gregory. Now, I think they overcompensate and give Von Miller a long contract. I wouldn't. They will. But there's my two explanations on the Bengals and the Cowboys. Much like a weatherman who predicts cold weather coming, I'll get nothing but heat. But we know that half the playoff teams don't make it. So I went six new playoff teams. It's pretty obvious. The Raiders now in that division are the fourth best roster by a long shot. So, like, that's an easy one for me. Also, I don't have New England in. I'll say this again. Who's their second-best player after Matthew Judon? Shaq Mason? Gone. J.C. Jackson? Gone. You know, I hear a lot about, and this is one of my knocks. You know, Belichick's obviously a smart guy. But you have to be very careful in life about falling in love with yourself and falling in love with culture over players. If you looked at the Buccaneers today, where Tom Brady's at, and the Patriots, and said, who are the 10 best players? I would argue Tampa has got 9 of them. Judon makes it, although he vanished at the end of the year. Tristan Wirfs, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Shaq Mason, Ryan Jensen, the center's a top three center, Levante David, Shaq Barrett. You got to have players. Bill Walsh before Joe Montana started. You'd never heard of him. He was a 500 college coach, wasn't doing anything in San Francisco. You got to have players. Greg Popovich lost Kawhi and Duncan. He can't make the playoffs. You got to have players, regardless how smart you are.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Sometimes the best move is not making a move at all. Just stay where you're at, let the world shake out, and you're better off. The luckiest team in the NFL... And luck matters. You're not going to win Super Bowls repeatedly because of luck. But, you know, we all get breaks in life, like timing and all that stuff. The luckiest team is the Super Bowl winning Rams. Look at their division. Seattle trades away Russell Wilson, who has given the Rams some problems through the years. And the Seahawks appear to have no plan at quarterback. Okay. Drew Lock. Aaron Donald. I'm going to go with the Rams there. Arizona is the loudest team in the league, imploding. By the way, loudest team last year was Green Bay. Couldn't win a playoff game. Noise matters. And San Francisco, although I think it'll work, is going to start a quarterback who just hasn't played much professional football. Say what you want about Jimmy Garoppolo. A lot of starts, a lot of wins in the NFL, a lot of playoff games, a lot of playoff wins. Say what you want. Jimmy Garoppolo's got a lot of experience. Trey's got none. Also, the NFL yesterday granted the Rams 5 additional draft picks, compensatory draft picks. They got 3 sixths, a third, and a fourth from other teams signing their players. They also got a huge break in that Randy Gregory went from the Cowboys in the last second to the Broncos, which will probably mean Jerry Jones, who was humiliated and angry, will overpay for Von Miller, allowing the Rams to get out of Vaughn's business. They like him, but he's 33, had injuries, was not great in the regular season, and they don't want to get into a bidding war for Von Miller. They can't. They got to give Matt Stafford a new contract, and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, and some of their young players are going to get paid. So, and there's so much movement in the NFL, head coach movement, free agent movement. The Rams today now have 8 draft picks with an excellent scouting department, and they also get another break. It's the worst first round I ever remember, and they don't have a first round pick. This is a draft where you want like third, fourth, fifth, sixth round picks, especially third, fourth, fifth round picks, some second, third, fourth, fifth. It's not a good first round. You're going to be paying first round prices for kind of second round, late first round players. So their division's weaker. Russell Wilson's gone. Jimmy Garoppolo's gone. Arizona's imploding. They got five compensatory draft picks. And now they can gracefully, potentially, because they like Von Miller, they don't want to pay him a fortune. He was a magic elixir. What they needed was a playmaker late in games when they were leading Brady, when they were leading Joe Burrow. That's what he was there for. Sometimes you get lucky. They haven't done a lot, and a lot of things are falling the Rams' way. I was reading a story yesterday. Ooh, the Rams are getting poached. So they lost a great punter, expensive, an expensive number two cornerback, a very expensive Von Miller they'll probably lose, a left tackle who was good, a guard, Austin Corbett. So here's what they've lost. And people are saying, oh, they're going to get poached. As I said during the year, the key to the Rams, the reason they can give up first-round picks is they have such a strong GM and scouting department. So you look at this stuff. Ooh, now Odell Beckham, we think, is going to come back. Von Miller, I don't. Sony Michel, I think they're going to move off him. But here's why it's okay. They draft so well. If you spend big money and don't draft well, you're dead. Seattle, Jamal Adams, Bobby Wagner, Russell Wilson, nobody behind him. In the last three LA Ram drafts, on a Super Bowl winning team, eight added starters. That's with no first round picks. So on a Super Bowl roster, no first round picks, last three drafts, eight starters. Seattle's last three drafts, on a team that couldn't make the playoffs, a bad roster, they had first round picks in two of the last three drafts. They've added three starters. That's the difference. The scouting and front office and GM for the Rams. On a much better roster, with no first-round picks, they've added eight starters in 3 years. Some of them really talented. Dude's going to get paid here. The Seahawks on a bad roster that's been way worse, that Russell Wilson basically kept afloat for the last 2 to 3 years, and two first-round picks, three starters. So when I hear about, oh, they're getting poached, they just reload because they have a great scouting department, which, by the way, the Patriots don't. They lose Tom. What do they got? They don't have elite players. So much of this, I know we talk free agency, but so much of this, the ability to pay big money for great players is 14 of the 22 starters for the Rams this year were drafted and developed. Guards, linebackers, receivers. So you can go spend a fortune on Aaron Donald, Matt. The Rams were paying two quarterbacks last year. Goff and Stafford won the Super Bowl because they draft so well. It's not that Seattle couldn't pay Bobby Wagner and Jamal Adams and eventually DK Metcalf, Russell. They just haven't drafted well.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's go to Greg Olson, 14 years in the league, three Pro Bowls. So I just saw, I've been told Baker Mayfield took Cleveland Browns off his social media. What do you make of that?
I always love those stories. And didn't we go through this a couple weeks ago with Kyler Murray down in Arizona? And then the big note came out with their stance on where they want things. I don't know. I've always found all that to be very interesting. I feel like it's a very passive aggressive thing. Listen, we all are very prideful. No one likes to be slighted. No, but everyone, I know, when I was a player, I took everything personal. Every time they signed another tight end, it didn't matter if they were bringing in a rookie to be the fourth rounder, to be the fourth string. I was like, I took it as an insult. So, like, I get it. A lot of guys are wired that way. So, you know, now the news gets out that they're going to go meet with Deshaun Watson. And obviously, Baker hears all that, and he's not thrilled about it. I just think there's a certain way to go about things. And I'm not saying you can't be mad, and I'm not saying you can't take – you know, I would almost rather him just come right out on Twitter and be like, this is BS, like, and just hit it head on, you know? And I think everyone would be like, yeah, I get it. I don't blame him. But – big news, man. Now you got to – who everyone follows tells you exactly what everyone's thinking.
Yeah. What'd you make of Brady coming back? You know, Nick Wright was on earlier. He said the only thing that would drive a wife crazier than her asking you to retire and you don't is retiring and 5 weeks later going back. Did he have a plan? Did he want to eventually get to the Niners? What do you make of that six-week retirement?
Yeah, the whole retirement just didn't sit right with me from the beginning. I think the way it came out, like, I mean, think back that day that the news broke that everybody pushed that he was going to, and we heard nothing from Tom. We heard there was no press conference. There was nothing on social. There was nothing from him. And then I think like maybe a day or two later, he posted something and kind of confirmed the earlier reports. But just the way that whole thing went down, I mean, you're Tom Brady. You go 20 plus years. You're the greatest of all time. Like, to me, the retirement process, if it's really what he was going to do and stick to, there was like a way to go about it. There's some big press conference called and he rolls in with the family and they sit at the table and it's like orchestrated, right? It's on like Dateline. It's on like a huge black national network show. I just think for like random tweets to set up that spark of what that was, it just didn't sound right. So I'm not surprised he came back. I never thought when you heard him talk about it and he never shut the door. I said this on a show last week when somebody asked me to put a rating on it. I was like, typically when guys like him, they're only done when it's completely out of their system. And you could just hear him talk and, you know, never shut the door. If there's a glimpse of it and there's a little sliver of that left in his soul, guys like him just don't walk away.
You know, it's interesting. LeBron has this effect. LeBron signed with the Miami Heat and suddenly guys take pay cuts. Brady to Tampa, Gronk comes out of retirement, Russell Wilson goes to Denver, and suddenly Randy Gregory last second, I'm going to the Broncos, not the Cowboys. It is interesting. You know Russ. You played with Russ. He's not for everybody. Some people think, you know, sometimes he can be, you know, he's very optimistic. Some people think it's inauthentic or whatever. Whatever. I don't know him that well. Do you think he has sort of that power of that a veteran would be like, I want to win games. I've lost a lot of games. I've made a lot of money. Your takeaway on how pro athletes think.
Yeah, I mean, pro athletes want to be on winning teams. They want to be around winning cultures. They want to play with proven winners. And when you look at all those things, I mean, Russ is at the top of the list. I mean, you know, I think, I don't know off the top of my head, but as far as like the most games won in 10 years, the most consecutive game, you know, winning seasons until this prior, you know, to start a career. I mean, the guy is a proven winner. And obviously there was a disconnect. I mean, we talked on it last week on your show, and you got me in trouble, by the way, with everybody in Seattle, because the post you guys put up from our pod, it made it seem like everyone said they had a JV roster. And I was like, that is not at all. But, you know, no one ever listens to the
right
to the clips. They just read stuff and share it. I had the beat writers in Seattle like crushing me and like sending it to Dwayne Brown. Like, did you see what Olsen said? I was like, cool it, pal. Like, you didn't obviously listen to it, and they backtracked and corrected. But anyway, people want to play with winners. They want to play with teams that they feel are contenders. And like you said, especially later in their career, like guys that made their contracts, guys like, I want to go somewhere. Yes, I want to be paid. I want to be compensated. I want to be valued. But like, there's nothing better than being on a team that has a chance and a team that's a contender. It just changes the entire experience. And I think guys are starting to see that team success elevates individual success. The more your team wins, the more games you play on big platforms, the more of a name you build, the more ability to get a new contract or be a free agent or whatever the case may be. It's all tied to winning. Winning is the utmost final, is the final, you know, common thread through all of this process. And these teams are going out to try to find proven winners, and Russ is that.
Yeah. This free agency is sort of fascinating because, you know, a lot of times – you get drafted, you get developed, and all of a sudden the team goes out and spends a fortune on somebody, and he doesn't even have to play your position. And you're just like, you know, some of these teams, like Jacksonville's bringing in, like, they're bringing in new guys, and they're all making eight times what everybody else is. In your 14 years in the NFL, it's free agency, trepidation. I mean, you tell me how it lands when three new guys show up, and they're the three highest paid guys on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, free agency is what drives, right? In the old days, it was free agency and the old draft system, right? People always wonder, why do certain positions historically be at the top versus just how important they are, quarterback and whatnot. But when you remember, back before they changed the new CBA and they altered the rookie wage scale, the top draft picks every year, in essence, became the highest paid players at their position. So over time, if it was always quarterbacks, left tackles, defensive ends, wide receivers, there was very few safeties, very few tight ends, a handful of running backs. So when you started looking at the wage scale, if you were a veteran quarterback, you couldn't wait for the next year. You hoped the number one overall pick was Stafford because he was going to reset the wage scale. And now all of a sudden, when you went and renegotiated, you were renegotiating against, in essence, a rookie. And if you're Brady or, you know, whoever, you're a proven veteran, you always had someone to jump. But if you were a tight end or a safety or, you know, running back, aside from a few guys like Peterson and whatnot, the market had to be reset in free agency. You didn't have the luxury of doing both. So free agency every player loves it, but at the same time, every player fears it. I was a free agent one time in my career, and that's just because I was released by Carolina. And you can't help but think back and say, if I would have hit free agency, I signed a contract offseason of 2015, so coming off the 14 season, I would have been a free agent after 2015. Well, in 2015, I had 1,100 yards, made all pro, and we went to the Super Bowl. You don't think I could have gotten a bigger contract that next free agency?
Right.
You know, so you can't help but like play that out in your head, but it's everyone's greatest fear of getting hurt and everyone's greatest fear. But free agency, the old draft system, you want everybody and their mother to make as much money as humanly possible because it's good for everybody.
Yeah. It's just, I'm fascinated by all this stuff. Greg has teamed up with Vince Vaughn. I know Vince Vaughn. Ryan Khalil, Powerhouse Capital team, to form a new media platform called Audiorama. He also launched the podcast last week, Youth Incorporated. I had no idea it got you in trouble. I thought, I listened to the clip. It was exactly what you said.
The clip was great. And that's why I had to share the clip. The headline was saying something about, Olsen, it was like we had a JV roster. And then the clip went into like the context of what I was saying. And my point was, and I stand by this, we had an incredible roster.
In Seattle, yeah.
In Seattle, we had a left tackle. We had two big time receivers. We had Russell. We had, a young left guard. We had real dude, Chris Carson. And I said, sometimes it felt like we were playing offensively like we had a JV roster.
Yeah.
Well, the word spread throughout the Seattle media that I was criticizing the roster based off one tweet headline. And I had to like go out there and
look at this mayhem.
It was just
wild. Jeez, listen,
what you do?
We work at Fox together and I'm throwing you under the bus.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good, man. Gave me something else to talk about.
Yeah. Greg Olsen, Fox Sports. Great seeing you, buddy. Have fun with your fam.
Appreciate you, buddy. Sounds good, man. Talk to you soon.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.